Blog Talk Radio.
Watch this. The song gonna start. What's up, dude? That's me.
Don't forget to remember to forgive and forget. For God will forgive us of our sins as we forgive others' debts.
Don't forget to remember.
Oh, don't forget to remember. Remember not the former things, nor consider things of old. God wants to do a new thing. He wants to renew your soul. Because sometimes I would forgive, but my flesh would not let me forget. Oh, even though we were told by Jesus that the way we forgive others' debts is the way we want you to forgive us, Lord, and the way to be truly blessed. Oh, don't forget to remember. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
If you are here on today and been injured in any way, we encourage you to join us. Join it with us and say, stand with me now.
Will you forgive me?
Will you accept?
Please accept
my apology.
My apology.
Can you say it again with me, y'all?
I forgive you.
Look at somebody and ask them, say, will you forgive me?
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. This is Elder Prevost on the MIC, Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It's in the building, and y'all know y'all jamming with the pre-show. It's the Apostle and the Prince representing the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We about to get started in a few minutes. Thank y'all for joining us early, but we gonna jam right now. Y'all keep jamming with us. Matter of fact, y'all check this one out right here.
Own. You know.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. This is Elder Prevost on the MIC, Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. It's in the building, and y'all know y'all jamming with the pre-show. It's the Apostle and the Prince representing the Comedic Jewish Worldwide International Fellowship. We about to get started in a few minutes. Thank y'all for joining us early, but we're going to jam right now. Y'all keep jamming with us. Matter of fact, y'all check this one out right here.
Ludacris, and one thing I found out about roaches is that if you keep the light off, if you're in the dark, a roach will pull up to your dinner table and have a five-course meal.
Here we go again. Yeah, anointed truth. We in the building. Gotta watch what these people be feeding, you know what I'm talking about?
For real. Real.
Can't just eat anything. Listen to me. Here we go, tell them.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. This will probably be the realest thing you'll ever quote. You steady laughing, hee-hee, like it's a joke. Low-key, jump and fly while you shading folks. I'm gonna take it slow so you can understand. You may be made in his image, but you still a man. You telling me like for real, like you mean the plan. Sometimes I think you wanna hide, you need the land. Like the man that built his house on the sand. You're listening, but ain't following his commands. Got my armor on, doing everything to stand. Every started off, slow down on the truth is no demand. I don't do it my way, I do it God's way. Out of the mouth of babes, I call it child. I'm sticking to the plan, yeah. I won't deviate, nah. I just wanna be successful, I'm on my Drake.
Beware of Pharisees' bread. Beware. Don't let them get in your way.
I hit them with that word black.
Never seen the righteous but they can.
All they see is half the big I'ma put it on the track and let y'all run with it. I'm having vision after vision and I'm gon' get it. Gated community somewhere, I'm unlisted. Staying on the battlefield, see I'm enlisted. Every day is like Christmas cause I'm so gifted. God doing something, feel my situation shifting. Your home playing going sideways, you're drifting. He said if I lift him, he would lift me. I'm a light on the hill for the world to see. All eyes on me, I declare and decree. I'm in achieve mode, no devil stopping me. I'm in God's army, being all that I can be. Definition of a G, you better Google me. The Black Prince of Preachers is what they call me. No ghostwriter, I'm original, this all me. Beware of Pharisees, beware. With that wordplay, never seen the righteous forsaken. Pharisees have to beg for bread. Beware of Pharisees' bread. Beware. Don't let them get in your head.
Don't let them get to you.
Just remember what the word said.
Hey, what that word say? I hit him with that wordplay.
Never seen the righteous forsaken. Holy seeds have to beg for bread.
Regardless of race, color, gender, or creed, they have to receive fair treatment from law enforcement. They have to receive it. We all saw what happened last week. We can't let that happen. Hopefully George is looking down right now and saying, this is a great thing that's happening for our country. This is a great day for him. It's a great day for everybody. This is a great day for everybody. This is a great, great day in terms of equality.
Cannon, I really ain't mean to make your wait so long.
I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pray. I came home after a trip to Atlanta, a different planet. It's where they thought I came from after my ship had landed. Truth is, I had this meeting with God and confessed my sin, and he gave me this new beginning. All I could do then was pin it all down in my notebook. Just a lot of verses, me learning how not to curse was like learning to write in cursive. She's still flirting with me even though we up in church, and I'm fighting to memorize all these verses up in the Word. You would've never seen it come. A couple months ago I'm getting high with my cousin, and fast forward now around campus I am buzzing. Not really, but it felt like that. It felt like rap was just another passion. Never thought I'd be at the Grammys talking about my fashion. You don't believe in God, but how did you explain what happened? I promise we ain't planning. Now Christians unashamed from Zambia to Manhattan. Still looking for the pattern, come on. What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is that you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey, it all started with me. What's up? What would it take to make you believe? More fire from the sky, another part in the sea. The honest truth is you ain't got the power to see. But let me take you on this journey. Yeah, most of the things I thought I'd never do, I did those. And I ain't nothing but a man standing up on his tiptoes. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, but I ain't him. I'm what happens when hip-hop bless all the saints in. I wouldn't call it gospel music, but I'm Christian, no. And it's what happened when a Christian flow. Now it's funny cause I don't really got a home, and this industry say you leave him alone unless he become a clone. Had me singing the same old songs, no power in them, but I'm too hard to understand, I'm an algorithm. And evidently it's evidence I'm a resident of somewhere that you know that you ought to be, but you never been. So try to get used to me cause I'ma settle in, reminding you to settle your heavenly settlement. A sight for sore eyes or an eyesore, it don't matter, I own a label and guess what, I'ma sign more.
Church closed too.
Look cannon. Garvey, get him. Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear cause you
ain't talking about nothing. 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 heard it 30 times on the radio. Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging. And Donatella probably never heard your weapon. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater, but I know these people greater than the songs they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitate, and everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is, for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper, now you 12 years later. Hey, but you ain't Lupita, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure? Huh? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it out. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't so bad. Nothing ain't so bad.
Poison to people. It's time to talk about who we are and who we can be, man. We need to build each other up, not pull each other down. I feel like we're not talking about nothing right now.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what it is. It's about that time. It's time for the Apostle and the Prince. And if you ain't know, now you know. You better go get your blessing.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be.
Amen, amen, amen. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Praise God. Bless the name, hallelujah, of the Lord. Praise God. We thank God for everybody who thank God in, everybody who has tuned in today to the fellowship. This is the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship featuring, hallelujah, the Holy Apostle Elder A. Curry. Praise God. Hallelujah. We are truly going to have a blessed time in the Lord on today. Praise God. I'm going to ask, praise God, if you have a TV playing in the background, will you please mute your phone? Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Your TV has been disturbing the line, and we have been begging you to please mute your phone or mute your TV or something. Praise God. Hallelujah. That the noise is disturbing. Hallelujah, the line. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on today. Hallelujah. Amen. This is the revival that just won't stop. The revival that just won't quit. The revival that keeps going and going and going. This is the seventh-day version. Praise God. Hallelujah. We come together every Saturday. Hallelujah, to worship the Lord. We come together every Saturday to magnify his name. We come together, hallelujah, to bless his name because he's worthy to be praised. Glory to God on today. Hallelujah. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on today. Lord, we simply ask that the Holy Spirit lead and guide us on today. Hallelujah. As we magnify your name, we come open to receive your knowledge, to receive your wisdom, to receive your revelation on today. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, and we praise your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah and amen. Bless the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just a blessing to be on the line on today, a blessing to be in the presence of the Lord. If you're just now joining us, hallelujah, we're getting ready to go to the throne of grace on today with our testimonies and our prayer requests. Yeah. Hallelujah, amen. I do want to ask one more time. Hallelujah, you with that TV, please. Mute your phone. Praise God. Hallelujah, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We thank the Lord all today for everybody that's called in and tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. How many of you know sometimes the Lord likes to switch things up a little bit? Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Before we go to the throne of grace today, we want to go to the book of Hebrews. Praise God. Hallelujah. Chapter 12. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews chapter 12. Hallelujah. Amen. And I think we're just going to read one verse.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And that verse is going to be verse number 14. Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 14. Hallelujah. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Hallelujah. May the Lord have a blessing to the reading, the hearing, and the doing of his holy word on today. Praise God. Before we come to the throne of grace on today, hallelujah, the Lord just wants us to realize and wants us to understand. We have to follow peace. Hallelujah. With all men. Praise God. Even if I don't like you, I still have to be peaceful. Hallelujah with you. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, our enemies don't know this. Praise God. See, we got a lot of enemies in the church.
I'm going to say that again.
We got a lot of enemies in the church that think it's okay for them to put you down, and then they can turn around and go praise the Lord. They think it's okay for them to hate on you and turn around and come to the throne of grace. And they think it's okay for them to cuss you out and treat you any old kind of way. Hallelujah. And then come before the throne of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the word of the Lord tells us we are to follow peace with all men Hallelujah, praise God. I'm supposed to be peaceful with you even when we're in the middle of a disagreement. Hallelujah. I'm not supposed to treat you any kind of way. If you truly my brother, if you truly my sister, hallelujah, I shouldn't be treating you any kind of old way. Hallelujah. If I do, the Bible says I won't see the Lord. Hallelujah. It says I won't see God. Hallelujah. I'm going to follow peace with all men. I can't pick and choose. Hallelujah, who I'm going to forgive and forget. I can't pick and choose who I'm going to be nice to. I can't pick and choose, hallelujah, amen, who I'm going to criticize and who I ain't going to criticize. I can't pick and choose who I'm going to gossip about and who I ain't going to gossip about. Hallelujah, I ain't going to pick and choose who I'm going to stab in the back and who I ain't going to. Hallelujah, I am to follow peace with all men. I can't be doing the things I do and then come before the throne of grace. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's some people out there think they can do anything and still come before the throne of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he said, you got to follow peace with all men, and you ain't going to even see me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when we come before the throne of grace on today, hallelujah, let's come with the attitude. Hallelujah. Amen. Pray. I don't know why the Lord want to talk about, hallelujah, following peace. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. But we need to follow peace on today. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And we can see what God is revealing to us on today. Hallelujah. The throne of grace is now open. If there be a testimony or prayer request on today, will there be one at this time? Bless the Lord.
Get rid of this stuff that's on my skin. That's what I'm just going to do.
Hallelujah. Any testimonies or prayer requests for today? I do want to ask one more time. You with that TV. You know that TV. You know you the one with that TV on. Please. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We trying to be some dignified people of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But you need to cut your TV down. You are being completely disrespectful to the movement of God at this moment. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. The line is open. Praise God.
Amen. Elder, let me just say this for a quick minute. Whoever that is with the TV.
Can you show the Lord some respect?
Turn that TV down.
If you wish to stay on the line.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Well, if there be no testimonies or no prayer requests at this time, praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead and move forward to the word of God on today. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. The man of God is back with us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are glad that he is back in the building on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I'm speaking about none other than the leader, the pastor, hallelujah, your friend and mine, of the Comedic Jewish International Worldwide Fellowship. Hallelujah. Amen. Based out of Long Beach, California, praise God. Hallelujah. Out there in the park right now, lifting the name up of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Praise God. Spreading the word of God to the people. Hallelujah. I'm talking about none other than Apostle, hallelujah, Eldon, hallelujah, A. Curry, praise God, hallelujah. Amen. Immediately, praise God, hallelujah, following this selection, amen. The man of God will bring forth, hallelujah, the word, hallelujah, of God. Hallelujah on today, praise God.
God provides, so why do I worry?
my life. When you come to my rescue a thousand times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through. When the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything and saw you knew, now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat. Or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see. And my feelings can't control my destiny. See, God, I only want what you believe for me.
Come on, somebody, give God a praise. Hallelujah. Somebody, come on.
Hallelujah.
Thank
you, Jesus.
God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If you know your God provide, come on and lift him up. Come on and shout to the God of your salvation. Hallelujah. Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Glory.
Hallelujah.
How many know that he providing right now? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
He is providing. Every second he's providing, every minute he's providing, every hour he's providing. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory,
hallelujah. Hey, God.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
If ever there's a time for you to shout and give your God praise, this right now. Come on here, somebody. With everything that's going on right now, we need to wrap ourselves up in the promises of God. We need to wrap ourselves up in the word of God. We need to wrap ourselves up in the covenant that God has made with us. Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Glory to God. Let me tell you something, child of God. Amen. Every opportunity you get, amen, whenever the opportunity presents itself. Can y'all hear me this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said every chance you get, amen, you give God some praise. Amen. When you hear testimony service, amen, that's when you should be on fire for God. Amen. The Bible says that they overcame him, amen, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Don't you set on nothing that God has given you. I am challenging you, amen, when you hear the opportunity and God give us the opportunity to testify, we better be like popcorn. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. In the testimony. Hallelujah.
Because what if you wanted to open your mouth and couldn't? What if you wanted to say something for God and you couldn't say nothing? Glory to God. God is saying, don't take this lightly.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Now somebody give God another shout of praise. Somebody give God another shout of prayer.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Somebody wishing they had a chance to say something for God. Somebody wishing they could say something. Glory to God. Hallelujah. People talking about, if I had 10,000 tongues, I would bless God with everyone. You got one tongue, it won't give God glory. Amen. Shut that lie up. Glory to God. You give God praise with the one tongue that you got. Glory to God. And I promise you, if you give God praise with that one, he'll make it sound like 10,000. Come on, give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. I just believe in magnifying the Lord, y'all. Amen. I just believe in giving God praise while we can. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And there's so much going on right now. Amen. We can't take nothing for granted. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
This morning, amen, I want to give God praise this morning. Thank God for his anointing. Thank God for his Holy Spirit this morning. Lord, I just want to give you praise and glory and adoration this morning. I want to thank God for my dear, dear brother Andre. Amen. Come on, give God praise for Elder Andre this morning. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And for everyone that's under the sound of my voice right now, glory to God. Hallelujah. I send love, peace, and blessings to everyone. Come on, give God another shout of praise this morning.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory.
Glory to God. Amen. We're going to go in right quickly to Jeremiah 23. I'm going to say this, child of God, it's time for us to get more committed with our commitment to the Lord. How many of you know that right now that it's not playtime? Let me say that again. It is not playtime when it comes to God. If ever there's a time we need to get serious about God, it's right now. Is everybody at Jeremiah 23? If you're there, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
And let me say something. If God has put a call on your life, don't play with that call.
Amen.
Amen.
Let me say it again. If God has put a call on your life, don't play with the call that God has called you to do. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
It's a bad place if you ain't moving. Some of us ain't walking for God. Some of us ain't running for God. We just standing still. Come on here, somebody. But I hear the Lord saying, if you're standing still, you're in a dangerous place. You better be walking or running. And if you're standing still, then the enemy going to hit you. David said, yea, though I walk through the valley. At least he was walking. Come on here, somebody. Because how many know that it's more harder to hit a moving target than it is to hit a target that's standing still? I'm with somebody. Talk back to me this morning. Glory to God.
Amen.
Too many folks playing with God. They play in church. Dressed up or messed up. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then they want a piece of paper. How many know that the devil ain't scared of a piece of paper? Come on here, somebody. Matter of fact, that's going to make them come after you harder because you got a piece of paper. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. But how many know if you got Holy Ghost power that the devil know how to back up? He like, no, I can't go on you because I know you're going to bust me in the head. Yeah, we're going to bust you in the head over here, glory to God. And then shout and praise God and say, Lord, give us more power, glory to God, to do what we need to do.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So we are in Jeremiah 23 right now.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen.
Amen.
Jeremiah chapter 23, beginning with verse 1. And the word of the Lord says, woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture. How many know when the Lord start off with woe, that you're already in a bad predicament already? Woe means it's going to be hard punishment for you. Woe to the shepherds who are destroying and scattering the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Come on here, somebody. How many know that this is the Lord speaking?
Yes, Lord.
Somebody give God praise if you know it's the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Verse 2, it says, therefore, this is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says to the shepherds who tend my people. Because you have scattered my flock and driven them away and have not bestowed care on them, I will bestow punishment on you for the evils you have done. Come on here, somebody. Declares the Lord.
Amen. Yes, Lord Jesus.
Verse 3 says, I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the country where I have driven them and will bring them back to my pasture. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
Where they will be fruitful and increase in number. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Lord is about to restore?
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Uh-huh. He says, sister, shepherds that have not obeyed me and have scattered my sheep and have hurt my sheep, because I'm coming myself. Come on here, somebody. How many know when the Lord come, everything going to be all right? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And then he says, I will place shepherds over them who would tend them. Come on here, somebody. God says, I'm calling. I'm putting shepherds together now. Come on here, somebody. I'm going to do this thing. And I'm going to restore everything and bring it back to its proper place. I'll be right back. And so come on, let's continue to praise God right now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so God is putting things together for his people, for his people that are believing him right now. How many know it's so important to hold on to God's hand right now? Because we need God's hand right now like never before. Come on here, somebody. being a pastor, being an apostle, whatever God has called you to be, you can't do it without him. Come on here, somebody. We need God in this hour. Somebody give God a praise. Thank you, Lord. Somebody give God a praise. Can y'all hear me?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I hear you.
Yes, sir. I think we lost you.
Amen. Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father. How many know that the enemy is trying everything he can to fight this here line, this prayer line that God has put together?
Amen.
Amen. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
How many know that the enemy can't fight what God has put together? Come on here, somebody. God is going to do what he has started to do. Come on here, somebody. And how many know that can't nothing stop it? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Come on and give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. Y'all been with me this morning. Amen. We're going to get the victory. Amen. Over everything that the enemy trying to do. Come on here, somebody. He be trying to mess with us through the TV being playing loud, through the broadcast. But let me tell you something. God is going to get the glory one way or the other. Come on here, somebody.
Yes. Peace be still.
Amen. I'm excited in my spirit, y'all. So let me tell you something. God looking for just some committed people. Amen. The people that's not afraid to stand for him in this hour. How many of you are willing to say that I'm willing to stand for God in this hour?
Amen.
Everybody not willing to stand for God in this hour. Everybody not willing, amen, to be a mouthpiece for God. But how many know, amen, that if we make our stand for God, that God going to make his stand for us? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
God is tired of all these fake pastors and fake prophets, amen, walking around, amen, because they want recognition. Come on here, somebody, because they want the glory. But God says what all glory belongs to? To him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Somebody give God the glory right now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Am I coming through clear enough, y'all?
Yeah, I hear you.
I'm saying that, amen, because I believe that it's more than just one person on the line that's giving God glory. I believe that we all need to give God the glory, hallelujah, no matter where you are right now in your situation. You still got authority. Come on here, somebody, hallelujah. It may look impossible, but God is saying, if you trust me, I'll make the possible, the impossible possible. Somebody give God a praise right now.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Let me tell you something, Charlie God.
These
fake pastors, they in trouble with God. Amen. All these false prophets, they in trouble with God. Amen. Let me tell you why. God is tired of his people being mistreated. Let me say this again. I said God is tired of his people being mistreated.
Come on now.
How many know that when God get tired, that means everything got to change? Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Things are happening right now because God's judgment is in the earth. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yes, it is.
And the only somebody that we got to trust in is him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. He the only one that said, I would never leave you nor forsake you. He didn't say people wouldn't leave you. He didn't say nobody else would leave you. He said, I would never leave you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. So at the end of the day, all we have is him. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory
yes, Lord.
To God.
Yes, Lord. We got to take this thing more seriously, y'all. Hallelujah. We're not taking it serious enough. We got to take this thing serious. Wow, this is not the time to be lackadaisical. This is not the time to be unaware of what's going on. This is the time we got to get suited and booty with the Lord and say, Lord, I'm making you my number one. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord, I'm gonna put you first.
First, Lord.
Put you first, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody give God a praise.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Verse 4.
Glory.
In Jeremiah 23, verse 4, it says, I will place shepherds over them who will tend them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified. Come on here, somebody.
Lord,
nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. Come on here, somebody. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And verse 5, it says, and the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. Verse 6, in his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord, our righteousness, our righteous Savior. Now, how many know that name right there is Jehovah Sitkanu?
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Sitkanu means the Lord my righteousness. So that means in that day that the enemy would not be able to lay anything to my charge because the Lord would say, I am their vindicator. I am their righteousness. Oh, beloved, catch this in the Holy Ghost. God said, don't worry about nothing that the devil trying to accuse you or put on you.
Yes.
He said, because I am your righteousness. I am your Jehovah Sitkanu. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Jehovah Sitkanu. Yes.
Hey! That means he is the God my righteousness.
God my righteousness.
That means I can hold my head up. Come on here, somebody. That means I can style and smile and profile. Why? Because God says, I got you, glory to God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory.
Somebody said Jehovah Sitkanu.
Jehovah Sitkanu.
The Lord my righteousness.
Lord my righteousness. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
What an awesome God. Hallelujah. I said, what an awesome God.
What an awesome God we have. Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to come with me right quickly. To verse 14. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're still in Jeremiah still. I want to look at how God is dealing with these lying prophets around him.
Uh-oh.
Some of them hearing from God, and God ain't even speaking to them. God said, I ain't even called him. I don't know why they run. Amen. That's crazy, I mean, you running for God, and he ain't called you to run. Glory to God, hallelujah. Why we on this subject, glory to God, hallelujah? Let me tell you something. Let me get his word of encouragement. Most of us who are called to preach and chosen to preach wasn't trying to preach.
Come
he
on now.
Running from the calling.
Tell the truth.
We were like Moses saying, Lord, you know, I don't talk that good. God said, don't worry, I will unloose your tongue, glory to God. You gonna talk good. You just do what I call. Lord, you know what? You know, I got this condition over here. God, I know I still called you, glory to God. I'm with your condition.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord.
And there was no way we could get out of what God called us to do. God said, now
come
you can
on,
come in, or you can come
out. That's right.
Now, either way, you're going to do what I call you to do. Glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
And verse 14 says, and among the prophets of Jerusalem, I have seen something horrible. Commit adultery and live a lie. Come on here, somebody. Now, let me deal with that word adultery. That word adultery actually means that they were worshiping other gods while talking about they serving the true living God. See, adultery is when we having another side chick on the side besides loving God with our whole heart. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. We have God and we want to serve him on a Sunday, but Monday through Saturday, we trying to flirt with the devil and have all kind of little love doodads with the devil. Then on a Sunday, we want to get holy before God. God said, I'm sick of that, glory to God. I'm looking for somebody that want me full time. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How many of you know that we can't fool God?
Amen.
We can fool ourselves, but we can't fool God. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. And it says that the prophets, they commit adultery and live a lie. How many of you know that it's hard to live a lie?
Yes, Lord.
You can only live a lie for so long. Come on here, somebody. Because you're trying to live two lives. How many know that you can't live no two lives? Come on here, somebody. That's why the Bible said no man can serve two masters. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. You will have to pick a master to serve. Come on here, somebody. And then it says they stricken the hands of evildoers. Come on here, somebody. So that not one of them turns from their wickedness. Come on here, somebody. They are like Sodom to me. This talking about homosexuality. Come on here, somebody. This talking about living a gay lifestyle. Talking about you love God. Okay, I'm already hot water. Come on with it. But you got to make a decision.
Come on, preacher.
You can't be talking about I'm loving God, and then you don't know if you're a man or a woman, or you trying to be both. God is saying, make a decision.
Yes, Lord.
If God
it's
made
okay.
you a man, then be a man.
Let
be
him
what's
use
between
Let
your
legs.
And stop being double-minded. Be what's between your legs. And if you are hyphodite, you're going to hell first class. Because God ain't gave nobody no two of anything. The devil is a liar. Somebody give God praise.
Hallelujah. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Jeez. How many know God ain't the God of confusion? Come on here, somebody. He ain't going to give me two reproduction organs that I have to figure out who I am. That ain't the God we serve, glory to God.
Yes, Lord.
If you came out Michael, then you Michael. You ain't Michelle.
Come on now.
Glory to God. I'm just telling you the truth in love. I'm telling you the truth in the Holy Ghost. You can hate me, glory to God, but you better know that this same word word that you hear ain't going to judge you in future tense. Somebody give God a praise.
Amen.
They heard you right there. They heard you right there.
Glory to God. It's time to tell the truth. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
He said, they are like Sodom to me, and the people of Jerusalem are like Gomorrah. Come on here, somebody. How many know that the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah? Come on here, somebody. So
Jesus,
that means that the prophets was in it too. That means that the prophets was engaging in homosexuality too. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord. Yes, they is.
Yes, Lord.
They still are.
Yes, Lord.
Let me tell you something, glory to God. If you listen, glory to God, even if you ain't listening, glory to God, hallelujah, this word going to reach you some kind of way. Let me tell you something. It's time to make a decision. Joshua said it's for me and my house. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
I will serve the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
You can't even talk for nobody else's house, but you can talk for your house, glory to God. And God says, I'm judging houses right now. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord.
We're going to serve the Lord.
Verse 15, it says, therefore, this is what the Lord Almighty says concerning the prophets. Now, for all y'all false prophets out there, amen, y'all better hear what the Lord saying about y'all. He said, I will make them eat bitter food. Come on, hear somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
And
come
drink poison water. Come on, hear somebody.
Pause.
The Lord said, he's going to make the prophets eat bitter food and make them drink poison water. Because from the province of Jerusalem, ungodliness has spread throughout the land. He said, because you spread ungodliness throughout the land, he said, now I'm going to deal with you. Verse 16, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Do not listen to what the prophets are prophesying to you. They fill you with false hopes. Come on here, somebody. Come on, things about to get better. Amen, yeah, amen. Things are going to be all right. Let me tell you something. It's only going to be all right if you're on the Lord's side. Things are going to get worse, amen, and they're going to get worse, sir. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Glory to God. And the only ones that are going to be saved are the ones who are going to be covered by the blood. Somebody give God a praise.
Glory. Yes, Lord.
The Bible says they speak visions from their own minds. Come on here, somebody. In other words, it ain't coming from the mind of God. It's coming from their own mind.
Lord.
And their own minds are polluted. Their own mind is dirty. Their own mind is nasty. So God is saying, don't believe the lying prophets, because I ain't speaking through them. But the devil is speaking through them. They self is speaking. Is speaking to him. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. That's why a lot of God's people that got discouraged, because they've been hearing lying prophets. And then we get mad when the prophecies don't come to pass. That's because it's not the Holy Ghost. Come on here, somebody. How many know that when God give a prophecy, it's going to come to pass? Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, they speak visions from their own minds, not from my mouth, not from the mouth of the Lord. They keep saying to those who despise me, the Lord says, you will have peace. Come on, here, somebody. They lying to folks that mad at God. Talk about, oh, yeah, you going to have peace. How many know that?
We lost you, Apostle. Stand by, y'all. We lost the Apostle. We're going to get him back in a sec. The enemy is busy right now. Hallelujah. We bind and we rebuke the work of the enemy right now.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. There
Hallelujah.
You go.
Let your word go forth in power, Lord God. You are the righteous God, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yes.
Somebody give God
no
praise.
Weapon. Glory.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah.
Lord, have mercy.
Let me tell you, don't somebody going to be blessed in this hour is those who obey God. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
The only one that's going to be blessed in this hour is those who obey God.
Amen.
Somebody give God a praise. Hallelujah.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
These lying prophets talk about that you're going to have peace, but you hate God. The devil is a lie. You will have no peace, glory to God, because you're fighting against God, hallelujah.
Amen.
And to all
glory
who
to God.
Follow the stubbornness of their heart, come on here, somebody, hallelujah. How many know that that's witchcraft, hallelujah.
Lord.
I don't know if everybody heard me just now, but let me say it again. If you're in rebellion or if you're being stubborn, you're in witchcraft. Anything that is not of obedience is witchcraft. And I don't care if you don't believe it. It's still witchcraft. Now, the minute you surrender to God, then God can turn that thing around for you. You worry about if somebody working something on you. No, you working something on yourself by not being obedient.
Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Somebody give God a praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Now, here's the line. Now, here's the line prophet
yes,
say.
Lord.
They say no harm will come to you. But which of them has stood in the counsel of the Lord? Come on. Hey, glory to God. He said they haven't even stood in my counsel. How they going to prophesy to you? Glory to God.
Prophesy.
But which of them have stood in the counsel of the Lord? See, ought to hear his word. Come on here, somebody.
On
you ain't been in the presence of the Lord. You going to try to tell me something God said. Get out of here, devil.
Yes, Lord. Get out of here, devil.
Take you and your lying wonders with you. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah.
God is doing it. You don't know. You ain't
even
talking.
You ain't even been in the presence of the Lord. You ain't got a word. You ain't got nothing. Come on here, somebody.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, who has listened and heard his word? Come on here, somebody. Verse 19 says, see the storm of the Lord will burst out in wrath, a whirlwind swirling down on the heads of the wicked. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, glory to God. Tell somebody online this morning, said, neighbor, you better get saved for real.
If
you
saved
for
real,
you better give him praise. Glory to God. If you saved for real, you better
Hallelujah.
Give him praise.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
I ain't going to tell you to run the church because there's a lot of lying wonders in the church, glory to God. I ain't going to tell you to go up in there. I'm going to say, lift your hands, say, yes, and Lord, save me.
Yes, Lord.
Glory.
How many know that the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved? Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
That's what it says.
Save me, Lord. Hallelujah.
So God says, I don't care who he is. If you call on my name, I'm going to save you. Come on here, somebody. Hey, I'm going to close it with verse 20. And it says, the anger of the Lord will not turn back. Come on here, somebody.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. Just say while you can. And if you're saved, stay on fire. Come on here, somebody.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I went to a house last night. I ain't calling no names. I ain't saying nothing. But the Lord said, they can't praise me because they burnt out. I said, how is they burnt out? He said, because they got burnt out in their flesh. Amen. Therefore, their flesh can't give me no praise. He said, because they didn't completely use all the fire out of their flesh. That's why they can't move from it.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
And when you ain't living for God, see, we got to live holy. Come on here, somebody. See, you ain't got a problem with praising God when you're living holy.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Glory.
Glory.
I mean,
hallelujah.
Holiness is still right. Come on here, somebody. We might not hear it that often, but let me put it out there in the atmosphere again. Holiness is still right. Come on here, somebody.
Holiness.
Hallelujah.
And I don't know how folks tell me that they're going to see the Lord, but they don't want to live a holy life. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't know what God you're going to see, but it's not going to be the God of heaven. Come on here, somebody. Amen. He going to send you to that other place where the Bible says that hell enlarges itself daily. Come on here, somebody. Because hell is a place that's made for those who don't love God. I'm going to leave that alone. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Come on and give God a shout.
Hallelujah.
And when we out here, let me talk to all my pastor friends that have a soul out. Keep on standing. God is standing with us. We don't care what nobody say. Because the God of heaven got our back.
Yes.
How you going to tell the people to take the vaccine?
Yes.
And the vaccine is the mark of the beast. Come on here, somebody. And we can't make it into heaven if we take the mark of the beast. Come on and give God a praise.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're going to stand for God like never before. Come on here, somebody.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I said like never before.
Never before.
Like never before.
Stand.
But see what I hear the Lord saying? You know what I hear Daddy saying? He said, if you stand, I'm going to stand with you.
Amen.
That's right. Yes.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yes, sir.
Let me tell you what the
Glory
Lord told me to
tell
you. He said, tell my people that if they stand, I'm going to stand with them. And he said, I'm going to give you the courage
Hallelujah.
Of a lion.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He said, I'm going to give you the boldness of a lion. How many of you are familiar with the lion?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Have y'all ever wondered how the lion is so bold?
Hallelujah.
And he know he can beat any animal, even though he ain't the biggest animal?
Amen.
And he know he a king.
Yes.
Right. Yeah.
His identity.
Yeah.
All right. Get him respect. Come on here, somebody.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord said, you stand for me.
Hallelujah.
And watch, I give you the boldness and the courage of a lion. The Proverbs said that the righteous are as bold as a lion. But the wicked flee when no man pursueth him.
Uh-huh.
That means that the devil will have you on the run. There ain't nobody chasing after you but the demons. Come on here, somebody. But the Bible says my people are what? Bold. Bold. Some of us was bold in the streets. We didn't know it. We was bold. We was crazy. You mean you? What side you riding on? Especially when I'm over here. You better cross the other side. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. How many of y'all are y'all? Y'all know about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't have folk like that. Amen. I tell you, thank you, Lord. Come on. I was one of them crazy ones. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I said, if you was having a bad day, your day was going to be worse after you saw me. Come on here, somebody. Thank you, Lord. Ain't the God, ain't the Lord merciful? Come on and give God a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, we give God praise on this morning. Anybody got any questions? Anybody got any comments? Praise God. Man, somebody lift your hands and give God praise. Somebody lift your hands and give God praise.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. You know what, child of God? We need to raise the praises of our God.
Yes.
He's better to us than what we praise him. And our praise should match his goodness. Woo! Thank you, Amaboko, Yadabasando. I said, our praise should match his goodness. We shouldn't be ashamed. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes, God. We lift you up, Lord. And we give you the glory. Come on in, Elder.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
You, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Mm. People need to quit playing with God. Hallelujah.
Hey.
Praise God. This ain't nothing to play with. Hallelujah. Playing with God is like playing with a loaded gun. Hallelujah. You
hey.
Might mess around and kill yourself. You understand what I'm saying. Hallelujah. Praise God. Mm. What did he say? He said in that day, I remember reading in a Message Bible. In the Message Bible, he said, I can see it now in that day. Many going to come before me claiming that they have delivered people from demons, and they have raised the dead, and they have done it all under my authority. And I'm going to tell them they did not have the authorization. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Praise
hey.
God. Everybody that got a diploma ain't been called to preach. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, if people got degrees in sociology working in fast food restaurants, hallelujah, just because you got a degree to do something don't mean y'all don't understand. Hallelujah. Praise God. People got plaques on the wall. Hallelujah. Mm. If fingers got platinum plaques on the wall and they can't even see.
Wow.
Okay, praise God. Hallelujah. We got preachers out there. They look the part. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You know, we got actors in the church. Professional
hey.
Actors in the church. Hallelujah. Y'all seen Greenleaf. Praise God. Now, y'all seen Greenleaf. Y'all know they actors. Praise God. But y'all believe what y'all was watching on TV. Y'all believe the act
yep.
they putting on in that pulpit. Praise God, hallelujah. That ain't nothing but an act. Hallelujah, praise God. They ain't do nothing but grow up and study the preacher. Hallelujah. They learn how to talk. They learn how to walk. Hallelujah. They learn how to act like they speaking in tongues. Saying foreign cars, Mitsubishis and Honda. God, hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. The man of God just read the word. Hallelujah. They telling you stuff God ain't say. He said they ain't never even been in my council. They ain't even consulted me before they started talking. Hallelujah. They got catchphrases. Hallelujah. God has not forgotten about you, sister. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. This is how they do it, that they walk right up to you. Excuse me, sister. God has not forgotten about you. He has seen everything that's going on, and he has heard your prayers. And he says he is about to open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing you won't have room enough to receive. Hallelujah. They lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. God ain't told them nothing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God ain't told them nothing. Hallelujah. Amen. It's a setup. Praise God. It's a scam. They ain't stop scamming people. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They still scamming people. Hallelujah. They still putting on the front. Hallelujah. You know, just like they got the rappers that act like they gangsters and they sell a lot of records acting like they gangsters, we got a lot of preachers selling out arenas acting like they holy. Hallelujah. Praise God. But them the real gangsters in the pulpit. Them the real pimps in the pulpit. Them the real sinners in the pulpit. Hallelujah. Praise God. And they done hired some people to fall out on the ground. Okay, I'm going to leave it alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's a show. It's a show. It's a well-orchestrated show. Hallelujah. Praise God. And at the end of the show, people are getting paid. In the end of the show, people are breaking bread. At the end of the show, they leaving out the cathedral and going to the strip club. Hallelujah. They leaving out the cathedral. Hallelujah. Praise God. And popping bottles. Hallelujah. You, guess what? Some of them don't even leave out the cathedral. They got it right there in the office. They popping bottles in the office. Hallelujah. Praise God. They got women walking around in the back of the I'm going to leave it alone, Jesus. Hallelujah. Wow. They playing with God, and they going to end up in hell. Hallelujah. You got your baby mama sitting next to your wife. Hallelujah. You got a gay choir director, but because he's good. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The man of God done started something. Hallelujah. The Lord done started something. Hallelujah. He tied all these fake preachers. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when you was in the world? I'm going to say this, and I swear I'm going to leave it in alone. Remember when you was in the world and you couldn't stand somebody coming from a good part of the city, coming to your hood, acting like they was hood, acting like they was one of you, hallelujah, faking like they gangster, faking like they hood, and they live in the suburbs, both their parents married. That one of them a cop, the other one a school teacher, and you over here acting like you one of us. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what they doing in the church. They over here acting like they one of us. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We falling for the faith. Hallelujah. I'm going to leave it alone. Praise God. We thank God for the man of God on today bringing forth that word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And like I always say, if the shoe fits, hallelujah, put it on. And if it don't fit, just put it to the side. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. If you offended by this word, okay, I'm going to leave that alone. Praise. Because I wasn't offended by it. So if you're offended by it, you might need to check yourself. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you read that scripture I just talked about where he say, in that day, many going to say, I delivered demons and I did it in your name. And he going to say, depart from me. I never knew you. If you read that scripture and that scripture scares the hell out of you, you need to check yourself. You need to do like Michael Jackson and look at the man in the mirror, because that scripture don't scare me. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen. If you scared right now, if the book of Revelation scare you, you need to check. Okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up the line at this time. Praise God. If anybody has any comments on the word of God, any questions, praise God. I'm not sure how many people we got on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. But if you have a testimony, a comment, a word of encouragement for the word, man of God, hallelujah. Amen. A question. Hallelujah. Praise God. The line is open at this time. Praise God.
My name is Brian Howard. I want to thank the Lord for waking up in the morning. Starting off on a brand new day, I want to thank the Lord for my sisters, my family, and friends on the prayer line. I want to thank the Lord for Elder Carey, Andre, and Yolanda, and Bobby. They're not here right now. I want to thank the Lord for Miss Alberta and Miss Virgie and Sister Linda. I want to thank the Lord for our president, our vice president. I ask the Lord to take care of the homeless around the world. If I need you right now, Lord, as you take care of all the inmates in jail and prison, institutions and mental health, Father God, I ask that you take care of the ones in nursing homes and hospitals, the sick and shut in. Father God, I ask you, Jesus, now I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Brian, on the day. Hallelujah. Thank God for you on the day, my brother. Hallelujah. Is there anyone else on the line on today? Praise God. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for that word on today. Hallelujah. We thank God for everybody that called in and tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Like I said, I'm not sure how many people we got online today. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. But we thank God for those who did call in. We will be having our service on tonight as usual. The revival that just won't stop. It just ain't stopped. Hallelujah. And it won't stop. Hallelujah. Because we can't stop. Yeah, I stole that from Buff Daddy. Yeah, I did it. Hallelujah. Praise God. But that's what we're doing. Hallelujah. If you ain't sold your seed in the ground, We encourage you to do so. Praise God. Hallelujah. The man of God. Amen. God has given them a revelation of a $80 seed. Praise God. Of an anointing of an $80 seed. Hallelujah. Mm. Amen. If you sow that seed, hallelujah. Praise God. It's going to be some yokes broken. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God once again for everything that God is doing. Hallelujah, praise God. This is the season. Now understand, this is good on both ends. This is the season of exposure. Hallelujah. God is exposing some things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Good and bad. Hallelujah. When you hear exposed and you get scared, check yourself. Because when I hear exposed, I get happy. Don't expose me. Expose everything I'm doing for the Lord. Hallelujah. Expose the heart I have for God. Expose the love I have for God. Hallelujah. Amen. Whatever you trying to do, you got to realize the enemy, whatever the enemy is trying to use against you for evil, God don't turn around from your good. Let them lie on you so they can figure out it wasn't a lie. Hallelujah. Then the spotlight is on you. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. And the hate go on them. Hallelujah. Praise God. We thank God for the word today. It's time to play in with God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when you was in school and that bell rang, recess was over? Hallelujah. God say the bell is rang. Hallelujah. Playtime is over. Bless the name of the Lord. Amen. We thank God for the man of God. Hallelujah. Tune in tonight. We'll be back on the line. Hallelujah. I'm finna turn it back over into the hands of the man of God. And he's going to close us out with his final announcement and the benediction. Hallelujah. Let's give the Lord some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. He's worthy to be praised. Worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It's in your hands, man of God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Peace and blessings to you, man of God. Amen. Somebody
amen.
Go ahead and shout
you too,
a
man of God.
Glory,
hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory.
I just this song just hit my spirit. Yahshua is getting us ready for that great day. Who shall be able to stand? How many know that we want to be standing on that great day? Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. God is definitely calling his pastors forth. And those who are on fire, we got to stay on fire. Those who God is calling out, we have to be ready. Come on here, somebody.
Amen.
I want to encourage the fellowship. I want us to show each other more love. Amen. Pray for your apostle more. Amen. And know that I'm praying for you at all times. Somebody give God a shout.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
It's a blessing to be where you are right now. Oh, y'all didn't catch what I said. I said it's a blessing to be where you are right now.
Amen.
Let me help you with something. God has surrounded you around the truth. People looking for what you have already found. Y'all didn't catch what the Holy Spirit is telling y'all. He said the truth you got, somebody wished they had.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 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 Yes,
guard your mind, child of God. Because the enemy got a lot of people's minds right now. How many know when you reject the truth that a lie is waiting? Mm. That's why the Bible says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying. Everybody don't have an ear to hear what God is saying. But thank God right now that you have an ear to hear him. Come on here, somebody. Hallelujah. Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
And by all means, child of God, sow your seed, give your offering, so that the Lord can bless you. Come on and give God one more shout of praise.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. Thank you for your word. Thank you for what our eyes and ears have heard and seen. We give you praise, wonderful Yahshua. There is none like you. We lift your name up on high, Lord. And we thank you just for being who you are. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name. We bless your name, God. And we honor you, Lord. What I say unto one, I say unto all, watch and pray and live holy every day. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor,
I love you.
I love you.
Ain't nothing you can do about it. Come on and give God one more shout of praise.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory be to God, Father.
Yes. Amen. God is good. Until tonight at 5 o'clock. Amen. You are now dismissed. Tell somebody you love them. And I'll see you at 5. Peace and blessing.
Shalom. I love you and I'll see you at 5.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
I'm
listening.
And I won't fail. love you. Let me hear you say, spin. Do you love him in here? Do you love him?
Hey, y'all know I got some new music, right? Y'all check this out. It's called I Ain't Doing That.
All right.
Everybody settle down. Here. The prince is in the building. Now look,
okay.
I called this meeting because of what we talked about. You know, in the last meeting, y'all was saying I need to settle down, get a regular job, live a regular life, quit living life on the edge.
Right,
you know,
right.
Get that white picket fence and everything.
I'm the one saying that.
Hey, look, I thought about it.
Oh, you thought about it?
And, nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. I stick out these tracks, boy, and that's a fact. Rewind and bring them all back. None of my rhymes are rad. I rock a ball head.
Wait, what?
So I can't be faded.
Okay,
you gon' wake up in the morning and find out I made it. I can't give up now. I'm so close that I can almost taste it. These rappers hating, these preachers hating, man, they acting shaded. But gon' let them talk. I ain't gon' even trip. I'ma take them out to lunch. I'ma pay the bill. Then I'ma drop a tip. I used to drive my own car when we take trips. Now we take the G6. When we land, we rent. The Escalade or the Tesla, I'm on autopilot. I set my GPS to chill. I don't do the driving. We came up like overnight. It's the appointed time. Ears ain't hear and eyes ain't see. God just blew my mind. See, I've been on my grind. Speaking, you shall find. It's time to sign. Be on time or be left behind. You speaking signs. Signs seeking me. You see, you look for money, but money look for me. Oh yeah, we came from scratch. No contract, we ain't going back. I mean, I thought about it, but I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh,
is it?
I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys have gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bruh, I ain't doing that. Sorry, kid, you just missed me, cause I ain't doing that. Please stop trying to convince me, cause I ain't doing that. You boys just gotta be tripping, cause I ain't doing that. Nah, bro, Y'all, we out of here. Y'all stay black, stay fly, don't cut your fro, and don't forget to say your prayers and watch what God gonna do for you tomorrow.